straighten up. Push the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Start settling in. Let's just take a few deep breaths. Do that at your own pace. Now, bring attention to the posture. And now notice that there's a particular energy to doing the posture correctly, to holding the posture correctly. And just that is already relating variables. It's and also identification and curiosity. This already is a metacognitive exercise. Now we'll do a briefer body scan. So feel the feet, legs, and hips. And just let the feet, legs, and hips be there. And here, come into this mind state of equanimity, just observing in a disidentified and now feel the whole torso, abdomen, chest, shoulders, and back. And just let all that be. And now feel the arms and the hands. And also notice how the arms and the hands are just doing themselves. They're taking care of themselves. You're not doing anything. Just this quality of observation. And now feel the head, neck, and face. And that's just there. That's just what's happening. Good. Now take a deep, deep breath and feel the whole body all at once. And now exhale and feel the settling and relaxation. Okay, good. So now bring to mind your issue, your upset, what you wanted to work on. And first off, notice how there is interest and curiosity to do this. You recognize that as good and as a prerequisite for even doing this work. It's like, oh yeah, I'm interested in my mental states. And then be happy about that. And have this sense that this will be an investigation, an exploration. Okay, good. Now, what we're going to do here is basically noting mindfulness meditation. Trigger yourself with your issue that you want to work on. And now let's notice what the body feels like. And then name any feelings or tensions in the body, like heartache, tension, whatever. Now, trigger yourself again. And notice the image thoughts, the auditory thoughts that arise, and then name them. And this can be done very sloppily. Just do your best. Don't get perfectionist. Think about it. And now trigger yourself again. And then notice how the variables relate. Notice how the image thought brings about an auditory thought, and that auditory thought then brings about a body sensation, like a body tension, and that might bring about an emotion. And to be clear, it won't be in that order. It's not orderly like that. But just try to catch any of it. So here we're focusing on identification and relating variables. We're kind of studying the internal landscape. And also you might need to kind of back off. If you look really intensely, it just makes the whole system stop. So you need to back off and let the system produce the emotions and thoughts and body tensions. Okay, and now we'll come back to doing more identification and relating variables in a minute. But now we're going to skip ahead to integration. So integration means a narrative. So now bring up your trigger, bring up your unresolved issue. And here, to do the integration piece, we're going to take the pro-symptom position. Right? So see the negative behavior of yours. Name it. That's identification. It might be an avoidance, overcompensation, or surrender mode, or something along those lines. And now notice the mental states that arise. Notice particularly the schemas, the schema. Like, what are the beliefs about self, other, and world that arise right now? Go ahead and investigate that now. How do you view yourself? How do you view others? How do you view the world? Let's really take some time with that. Also, how does this make you feel? You can imagine your vulnerable child part experiencing these negative feelings. Okay, so now go back to the lens of belief or the schema. If you can identify the schema, that would be great. And now, and here we're really taking the pro-symptom position. See how this belief about yourself, the world, and others makes your symptom, makes your behavior necessary. Of course you act this way. This makes perfect sense. And now give space to that. See that clearly. This is the integration function. We're seeing how it all matches up. And now we're going to bring in a little bit of compassion and this kind of decentration, disidentification. So see how this is a natural process. Get the sense for how you learned this belief at some point. That this impression was made, this conditioning happened. And see how that's totally impersonal. Doesn't even really have anything to do with you from one perspective. This is this kind of observer self that sees this. And now, one more time, see how this belief was conditioned in you. That you have these beliefs about self, other, and world, and how your response, your coping mode, is entirely natural, not even personal. And then here we're going to bring up both compassion and equanimity. So now see how anybody would react the same way. This is more of this cognitive empathy, kind of cognitive compassion. And now bring up this more affective empathy or compassion. Like, see the suffering that this has caused in you and in others who have had similar experiences. You can bring up the perfect nurturers that can soothe you around this, let you know it's not your fault. And now this is mastery. This is self-soothing. And now, do something especially self-soothing now that really will help you bring about mastery. For me, I'll have my perfect nurturers give me a big, big hug. Okay, good. Now I'll count from 5 to 1, and when I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2. 1.